Monday, December 22nd, 2025, Board of Commissioners meeting at 9 a.m.
All right, let's go ahead and start with Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room. It is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
So it would be time for public comment. So if there's anybody who wants to make a comment that is not on today's agenda, now would be the time to make it. Sheriff.
Good morning.
Morning, Sheriff.
So it's confirmed the 30th will be my last day. I'll be retiring 30th of December.
Okay.
So.
Hate to hear that.
I wasn't for sure until just a couple days ago. I finally got my wife's insurance and everything's good to go. I just would like the board to know that as far as my chief deputy, he's been doing the job for a while. He's squared away. Him and Mr. Acero have been working on revenue, bringing in more revenue for the inmates that we're housing. They're working deals out with. He knows what's going on in this office. Nothing, my leaving isn't going to compromise anything in this office. It's all taken care of. So I'd like you guys to know that, Marty, you know, for the last couple of weeks, he's been pretty much handling a lot of the stuff. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, my phone hasn't even rang a lot lately. So as far as the sheriff's office go, until the next election, it's running fine. I did give him a raise. I did sign that.
Yeah.
And he deserves it. He's worked for it. Whether you guys do it or not, that's going to be up to the courts or whatever is going on with the union and what's going on with him. I can't fix it. So, but that's my wishes, what I signed. That's my wishes. And I would hope that you would follow that. And I'd also hope that you guys would realize the revenue that comes in from these jailers isn't mandatory. That's something that they do extra. If you get another sheriff in here that's not Tim, I can about guarantee you they're not going to want to deal with that. There's no law that says they have to do that. I urge the board to pay attention to what these guys are doing extra to bring this revenue into the county. And I hope that they stay doing that. I really do. And that you guys understand that that's not, you expect it now, but it's not something that housing federal inmates and stuff is not their job. That's extra. So I just hope leaving that you guys understand that. And I appreciate it. I've been kind of had some issues lately, but we're good now. And that's about all I got to say. If you got any questions, you know my number.
So Sheriff, when you resign, are you still responsible until we get somebody in place, or how is?
It's different.
Okay. Never mind. Okay. Yeah, we had looked.
Well, I'm not resigning. I'm retired.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I'd like the first one to thank you for everything that you did. I would say simply you just did the right thing for the right reason. And there's a lot of people in your position, you know, that don't. You took on the housing inmates to make money for the county, which has helped this county a lot, and to no benefit of yourself or your department. And we do recognize, and don't take that for granted, because it is a big part of our budget. It's something you don't have to do. And years ago, Without getting all flowery, when we offered you a $10,000 raise and you refused it because you couldn't give it to your people, that told me everything I needed to know about you. So I just appreciate everything you did for us.
And you guys, this is a different board, and I tell you what really took the life out of me was getting the deal with the jail. Right now, you guys, you wouldn't have money problems. We wouldn't have these issues right now.
Yeah.
And that kind of just pretty much clenched it.
Yeah, and I know how much work.
I don't have to fight no more. I don't want to fight.
But well, you did your share of fighting, so we appreciate it.
I thank you very much, and I just hope if there's any questions you guys got to me in RLA, if you know my number, I'm happy to answer them, and I'm sure Tim knows that already.
Yeah.
So thank you. Nothing else.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas, you guys.
Does that have to be an action item?
To accept his retirement.
Yeah. So next week, next meeting, we'll do. Yeah. So to accept sheriff's retirement, it'll have to be an action item on the agenda. So we'll do that at our next meeting.
Do we need a letter from Chris?
He said that he did. Chris, you did write a letter, a resignation.
Of retirement.
I have. I just haven't emailed it yet.
Okay.
It wasn't positive until a couple days.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. And we can't. We have to put it on our next agenda to accept your resignation. But we understand you're at the first. So
your retirement.
Your retirement.
Semi.
Yeah.
Stop over putting an application.
All right. Anybody else got any public comment? Come on, Walt.
I won't take much of your time.
No, that's fine.
First, I want to thank the commissioners for our new road. We all love it.
Good.
And
so you got another house going on up there, so that's great.
Yeah, I think there's two of them now going up. There's five, there'll be seven of them.
Very good.
Honest. But what I want to share with you, you can pass them around so everybody gets a copy. As I did a little more research, I stumbled across the minutes of the meeting that I actually talked to commissioners about redoing that water into the lake bed. And that's been over 2 years ago. But what I remember out of that is everybody, the commissioners, 100% board, but ran into the obstacle of no money. Everybody agree?
Yep.
Well, over the weekend, I don't think we know, people here in Dakota kind of know what they've got in their hands. Public grants refer to Missouri River lakes and beds. Look through federal programs like the LWCF and the state agency, Missouri DNR. They are very much involved. I'll share a little bit on that too. Nebraska Games and Parks. I've contacted them, and they want to come up and see us. Plus specific nonprofit trust for public land. Now, that got my attention because it has different rules on public land. Missouri River Historical Development, and that has everything to do with it. Missouri River is the only river in Nebraska that has the rules of the Public Trust Doctrine of 1842. Focus on watershed, health, recreation, and sources, water pollution, often through sources like the USDA, conservation programs, or local trusts for habitat restoration. Now, here's what got my attention, and I hope I can get your attention on it, and then I'll leave you guys to take and read it over the weekend. Yes, in Nebraska, property improvement associated labor can often be considered an in-kind contribution toward the matching funds requirements for public projects, provided specific criteria are met by the grant program in question. And there are grants out there that take care of that. The eligibility and valuation depends on the specific rules of the grant program offering the matching funds. Nebraska Department of Economic Development, Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. So what is this program? Key consideration for in-kind contribution. What do you think that means? I had to look it up. By the way, AI, a whole Bible. Verifying a document. The value of the in-kind contribution, such as the dredging, labor, material, must be credibly established, documented, and verified for audit purposes. Can that be done out there, what's been done on Crystal Lake? It's there, right? A stranger can be a key contribution for mankind contributor. For market value, this was interesting. The value is typically calculated at the fair market or standard rate that would have been paid if the service and goods were purchased. If somebody would have purchased our fairy godmother, father that did all that work, everybody knows what I'm talking about. If that would have been purchased, what is that worth? Anybody got any idea?
No.
I don't think they do. For volunteer labor, some programs, and they even set aside for $1 an hour people if they want to plant trees for the state on it. To give you an idea of what it's worth, was anybody around 2006 when they were going to dredge the lake? They did a feasibility study. Just adding on to the Gateway Lake with a little fish pond there, over $7 million. And here we're talking about like a golf course out there right now. Is handed to all of us in the community a value for our security deposit for our portion of it. Do you realize what we can do with that if we apply it and work with the kind of... Now, I want to thank Glenn Myers. Everybody knows who Glenn Myers is. He's our senator. He's the one that got our attorney general's attention as to who owns Crystal Lake. And Glenn Myers showed him the law that was passed again for 181 years in a row, that the July 2nd, 25 is the same law that has been around for 181 years that the state of Nebraska owns Crystal Lake for the public. All of us, all you guys own part of that lake, I guess you know, but not abuse it. You can use a thing, but you got to follow all the laws and so on and so forth. I've got a lot of information. I want you to take this, and after the first year, now I got a call from, everybody know who John Winkler is? That's the general manager of DNR. In fact, Bob Beasy is the one that lined that up here 2 years ago. But I got a call from him. He's diligently working on this here. Glenn Myers was instructed by the Attorney General to contact him, get the ball rolling, and he has. He's already got a copy of an estimate of what the feasibility study would be and where we can get the feasibility money. And they put together roughly $50,000 to get it going, but he said DNR, they can get that money for, but they had to close out the year 25. And he said now in the first of the year, they now can fund new programs, which this will be put into. But anyway, after the first year, what I'd ask this committee to do, if I can meet with one or two to sit down and put together a time frame, and I'm almost sure I can get Glenn Myers here because he's here all the time anyway. He represents the Tri-County Commissioners. and all of us here in the Tri-State, and also John Winkler. He's very much involved in this. I'd like to invite the Sauce City Mayor, and I'm sure he would come. I've talked to the governor. He's 100% behind this. We have a gold mine in our pocket. What we do with it, or what we don't do, it hasn't been done for the last, how many years? 181 years. It's a shame. There's a good share of it has to be cleaned up. It's a mess. But there's a part of it out there, it's an absolute gold mine. And it's, I did some calculations, and I'll share that with the next, after the first year, of what it's worth in simple terms of math. But it would probably be appraised by professionals of what it would cost to do that. But if I could just get you guys to, if I can meet with a couple, just to find out a date that all of us get together and then see where we're at and how to move forward on it so we don't lose that gold mine that's sitting out there. And everybody gets to use it.
So, all right, we'll talk in the meantime. We'll talk in the meantime and see if we can get a couple of the people on the board that want to.
That would be great.
And we'll talk at a meeting first year.
I don't want to take more of your time. I appreciate your time.
Yep.
I just wanted you to know that we have a good mindset there.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
So on.
Consent agenda items. Approval of previous minutes from December 8th, approval of payroll claims from December 7th through December 20th, approval of accounts payable claims, approval of monthly accounts payable claims, and then approval of register of deeds, county clerk, and clerk of district court. I came in this morning for a while and was working on those things, obviously, with the 9 o'clock meeting. I have not gotten through all of payroll and accounts payable, so I guess my thought would be previously on these morning meetings, we've approved the consent agenda items with the provision that they'd be gone through and properly
vetted. I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. That takes us to new business. Board to approve the following appointment to serve on the Veterans Service Oversight Committee. All right, guys, why don't you come up here and tell us what you got going? How's Dick doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
So his term came up for the 5-year terms on the Veterans Service Committee, and the Homer Legion nominated Jesse Weissman to replace him. He was going to be here today, but he can't. Dick came to say his farewells. We were also talking, and since we still have a vacant seat for Dakota City's American Legion post, he's going to stay on as an alternate along with Richard Weissman. That way we have two alternates for when someone can't make it.
Very good. Well, thanks for doing that, Dick. And thanks for the 5 years you served.
Yeah.
And all the years you served the county before that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, thanks, Amelia.
Yep, very good.
You guys take care.
You bet.
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve Jesse Weissman to a 5-year term on the Veterans Service Officer Oversight Committee.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Approval and designation of the Dakota County Star as the legal newspaper for Dakota County in 2026. He's got his dog with him, guys, just so you know.
I like to make a motion to approve that.
I'll second that.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Hey, Chief Deputy, is that one of the inmates you got sitting there beside you?
guess.
He's got his own security guy. That's Jeff's son. He's sitting in on the meeting today, Jeff Reed's son. So thanks for sitting in with us.
Can't leave my home.
Yeah. All right, Greg, LEC requesting the board approval to use LEC project funds to pay for the radio improvements for the four council.
Good morning, Officer Poynton.
Morning.
Officer, before we get started,
yes.
Are you a short timer up there? Or do you have a time frame?
Until I get some retirement.
Okay.
I need some insurance, like okay. Everybody else.
Okay.
58, so probably right. Another 5-6 years.
Bang. Well, good for everybody, but bad for you.
Yeah, I know. You know the insurance.
Yeah. Okay.
So a lot of you don't know me. I'm Greg Coins on South City Police Department. One of my duties, I act as liaison between the co-directors, which is the sheriff and the chief of police, as co-directors for a law enforcement center. And I'll help oversee some of the special projects that they need to get done. This project would be replacing four council-led radios in our back room. The council-led radios are the radios that we use as backup to the primary systems. To be able to communicate with the police department and sheriff's department on their main channels.
Yeah.
These radios were installed roughly 2004, 2005 vintage. We're over 20 years of these radios. Unfortunately, they work fine still, but one of the big thing is the age of the units and the obsolescence of them. Motorola has no longer will support these for repair and maintenance, and then when they do break, we're out of luck. We can't replace them, so we're in the process of replacing these. The funding for this project would become from a fund that the county commissioners and the city council pay into yearly to build this fund up. Currently, there's funds in this project to do this. I believe it's going to be roughly $33,000 and some change to replace these radios for the communication center. Since this is a special project fund, we do ask the commissioners and also city council. It was approved by the LEC board. But then we still have to come from the commissioners and from the city council for their final approval before the project is let out. Any questions?
Unanimous at the LEC board vote?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Well, our representatives were there, so
yeah,
and they heard all the facts.
It's something that we got to do. It's just one of those things that needs to be done, and it's expensive equipment, but we have to have communication. So, reliable communication.
Yeah. And if there's no, if they're not going to service the stuff anymore, it's...
Right. Yep.
So.
20 years is a long time.
Yeah. I'd make a motion to approve the request for the $33,983 change for the updated radios.
Second.
To come out of the fund already created at the LEC.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Thanks for Jeff.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
On to old business. Jolene?
Good morning. So we did not have any hours maintaining because we spent 214.25 hours on snow removal. Of that, we had 62.75 hours of overtime, 65 hours on tree removal. I don't know if anybody's been down North Bluff Road, but up on that north end, we've been taking out some trees and hauling them away. Disregard the asphalt patching. We did not do that the last 2 weeks. I forgot to remove that from the last report.
Okay.
48 hours hauling gravel, 3 hours hauling sand. We hauled 413.46 a 1-inch rock into the yard and 60.34 tons of sand into the yard. 28 hours on sign repair, 1 hour with weed paperwork, and then a handful of concerns on snow removal. We did get the scrap tire grant, so we will be looking at doing that May, June next year, trying to figure out with the guys what would work best to get some help from them. We usually do it Friday, Saturday, kind of fill them out a little bit. We like to do it before it gets too hot because it is pretty miserable sitting out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, more information to come on that. Butler County Landfill got the bid on that, so... I'll work with them and the guys to see what we can do to get a weekend set up and let you know.
Good. the sand, are you hauling it in to Dakota City here? Does it go to both places?
No, we're hauling it.
Everything comes here and they're loading out of there for the winter stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any questions? Great. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You too. Have a good Christmas. Commissioner committee reports.
Oh, we did have an LEC meeting, but again, the biggest thing that was came out of that was the radios.
I had I did go to the yearly NACO conference last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Spent some time with our state senator Glenn Meyer. He seems very willing to help in anything that we need help with, so he's been very approachable. So I think going forward, he'll treat Dakota County the way it should be treated. So I'm excited about that. All in all, I thought the conference was pretty good. There was some good information and some of the segments that I sat in on that will help me going forward. So, yeah.
I was also there, made some connections with some folks. I actually got a chance to talk to the Chase County folks. I know we were talking about their school board did some wacky stuff with some money, but they were talking about a solar project that had come in, and then the contractor themselves decided not to do it because they weren't in a viable space. So he said he's going to try to reach out to us and kind of see how we worked it out, see if they can get something going based on what we did. Because I told him how we did planning and zoning did a really good job of talking to them and working out all of the details. So they were pretty impressed with that. So we might be getting some contact from Chase County here in the next month or so.
And we did have a hour and a half with the head of NPPD and the head of Omaha Public Power. And there was a lot of talk on that of, you know, every type of power and how they're all meshing together and how they need all of them and how solar is a big part of that right now. All right, so we'll see. We'll see how the project goes here, if everything goes forward. But they sure seem to be in need of any type of electricity they can get. All right, anybody else? All right, mail or emergency business?
None that I know of.
Brian,
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good Christmas, everybody.